We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Sooner Sports Podcast. Your all-access pass to Sooner Sports. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Allstate. Are you in good hands? And by Riverwind Resort. Riverwind Resort, the place to be.
Oh, mama! What a play!
Now, here's your host, Chris Plank.
All right, welcome into the Sooner Sports Podcast. You know, these summer editions are supposed to be laid back, reflective on a year that was, and really kind of lacking news, to be honest with you. But it's been everything but slow in the news cycle for the University of Oklahoma this offseason. So thanks for downloading and listening in what wraps up the month of June, and arguably one of the wildest, busiest Junes we've had since Bob Stoops took over as head coach. And I think that becomes obvious, Captain Obvious here, whenever the man who's been in charge for 18 years decides to retire. Over the last 30 days, we have been talking to many former players. We're talking to administrators, co-workers, and many more over the next coming weeks as we put together a month of July that for the Sooner Sports Podcast will kind of serve as a tribute to Bob Stoops. A lot of really great interviews, a lot of really great stories, and that's coming up next month here on the Sooner Sports Podcast. But as we mentioned, the news hasn't been just relegated to football and Bob Stoops. Obviously, Skip Johnson took over as the new head baseball coach. Pete Hughes moving on. The OU softball team won a national championship. So it's been a pretty wild news month at the University of Oklahoma, and it had been a while since we caught up with the voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland. So I thought, you know, it's a holiday weekend. Nobody wants to work too long, right? So I thought we'd spend 10 good minutes with the voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland. And T-Row, it's been a while. Appreciate you coming back on. But I had to start with, obviously, the big story that's been making news this last couple of days, and that's the Players Tribune article that Lincoln Riley wrote. And it's so incredibly well done. If you're somebody that really needs a pick-me-up, or if you're somebody that questions anything about a 33-year-old guy getting the head coach's job at the University of Oklahoma, simply read what Lincoln wrote in the Players Tribune. It's well worth it. But Toby, now that you've had a chance to look over and read it, what was your reaction and your response to the Players Tribune article by Lincoln?
I am seemingly on a day-by-day basis impressed with the start of his tenure, man. I mean, he's... Players Tribune is a we saw Kevin Durant in there. We've seen Derek Jeter write things, and for Lincoln Riley to use that as an outlet, I think it was just kind of genius. And then obviously what he's doing on the recruiting trail so far, and how much attention he's getting for the eyeball emojis and everything has been great. So I thought the story was good. There was some stuff in there we haven't heard before about how impactful the whole situation was when he first got on campus. where they shut down practice for a couple of weeks, or Bob shut down practice and told the guys to, you know, do what they needed to do, and he marched with them and everything, and what an impact that had on Lincoln. And all of the stuff about Mike Leach and the flip phone and the guy having the wrong number. It was good. I mean, listen, he is – we knew this. He's charismatic. You've talked to him as much as anybody. He's charismatic. He's likable. You could see why players like him. You could see why parents would like him. He's a charismatic guy, and he's fun on the sidelines. He's got some Cliff Kingsbury qualities to him there, I think, as far as – being able to relate to players and be youthful and all that kind of stuff. And if he can now, you know, surround himself with a good defense and go win games, then I think he's the total package that Sooner fans hope he is.
It was interesting, too, to read him write about the SAE situation, because, Toby, I've been putting together endless interviews with players, got even more scheduled for next week for our Sooner Sports podcast that is going to kind of mirror what a lot of people have done in talking to players and in kind of getting their perspective. And when Ty Darlington talked about that being one of his greatest Stoops memories, I'll be honest with you, you're like, oh my gosh, I remember for fans, that was Lincoln's first spring. And there was this mindset of there's a new offense, these guys need these drills. And again, it was very short-sighted at the time, and it was a kind of a small few. But to see Lincoln talk about that and the impact it made on him and how there were no concerns about football, I thought that was pretty amazing.
Yeah, it was, you know, obviously it was impactful on his players. It was impactful on this campus. And as it turns out, it was impactful on the next head coach.
Amen.
And we didn't know it at the time, so it's fascinating. I am not at all happy that Bob Stoops isn't the coach at Oklahoma anymore. But there is something about all of this that has, I think, energized everybody. You know, it's new blood. It's an exciting, youthful new face. What he's doing on the recruiting trail, there is an excitement and a buzz in Sooner Nation right now that we haven't seen in a while. At this time of year, anyway.
Yeah.
So credit him for that. That all goes away if he gets pounded by Ohio State. I get that. He gets that. Everybody understands it all comes down to winning games. But right now, with everything you could possibly do at this point, he's knocking it out of the yard.
Absolutely. And doing so in a way that just, you mentioned it, from an excitement level, you can't help but ask that question of, you know, what's next? Oh, my gosh, this guy is just – he's floored us at every turn. Now, real quick, because you and I haven't really had a chance to go too in-depth on this, but speaking of wowing, boy, first of all, wowed at the man who opened the press conference, wowed at Joe C., and then I've been wowed with Skip Johnson. Speaking of a guy who has hit a home run, pardon the pun, every single step he's taken so far as the head coach, you got to be excited for what we've seen from him over the last week.
I am. I think that he has made a concerted effort, and I think one of the most important things for him is going to be to get everybody on the same page. And we've talked about this a lot, from alumni to the current fans, administration, everybody. And he has made some early efforts to do that through social media and otherwise. The approval ratings on this hire were shockingly high. Not from Skip's perspective, just because it's hard to get an entire fan base at 90% or 87% or whatever those polls were that I saw that liked the hire. So he's made a really good first impression. I mean, he's been around here for a year. But as the head coach, we're still kind of waiting on his assistant coach hires. And I think we'll see in coming days that there's maybe a little bit of a reason for that. But I think that's going to excite people too. So I'm excited about working with Skip. He's a fun guy, and traveling with him and interviewing him and watching him argue with umpires, all of that's going to be entertaining next year.
Hey, I know we don't have a lot of time, but in the minute we have left, as much anticipation as we've seen across the board for a year in Sooner Athletics, from softball to baseball to men's and women's basketball to football, obviously, to gym, to golf, I mean, it's shaping up to be a pretty loaded year from top to bottom.
Intriguing. Yeah, that's for sure. Oklahoma's got Baker Mayfield back and a new head coach. and a, you know, and a game at Ohio State that everybody's rightfully excited about. Baseball has a new head coach. You've got defending champions in a whole bunch of other sports. And, you know, the basketball team has this Trae Young guy that everybody's pretty fired up to see. Have you seen some of the highlights coming out of
him,
like hitting 30-foot three-pointers?
Jess is like the biggest fan. She's been blown away by him. She's been blown away by him watching the watching the practices and stuff.
That's going to be a highly anticipated year all the way around.
It's definitely a year to look forward to, guys. I cannot wait. Now, again, July, we're going to go all in on recap of the Bob Stoops era and hearing from some people behind the scenes and obviously some of the players that made headlines over the last 18 years with Bob Stoops as the head coach. And then think about it. Once we hit August, it's downhill towards the start of football and the start of the 2017-2018 academic year. So, hey, enjoy the summer weekend. We will not be back on the Sooner Sports Podcast until next week, Friday. So we'll take the first couple of days off for the 4th of July holiday. Rather quick 10-minute pod today with our buddy Toby Rowland, but we'll be going in depth on the Bob Stoops era coming up over the next couple of weeks. Hey, I want to remind you that we will be changing our delivery methods. So if you're subscribed to the Sooner Sports Podcast, make sure that you search Oklahoma Sooners on iTunes, and right there you'll see with the black, it's got a black background, it's got the OU logo through Learfield. That's what you want to be subscribed to. There's an even simpler way to go about making sure that you're subscribed to the proper channels. Go to Soonersports.tv/podcast, and right there on the media player, you can subscribe through Stitcher, Apple, whichever way that you have, Google Play, whichever way that you have RSS feeds even, that you have your podcast delivered to your iPad or your iPhone. Or maybe you're like me and you still have to listen on your computer the old-fashioned way. You can do it at Soonersports.tv/podcast. But that's coming in time. We'll make sure to give you plenty of heads up before we make the official shift. But you can go ahead and do so now by logging on to Soonersports.tv/podcast and subscribe by just clicking on the audio player. Everyone have a great 4th of July weekend. Remember what this weekend is about, celebrating those who, celebrating the anniversary of our freedom, and also, more than anything, celebrate those who still fight to protect it. Have a great 4th of July. We'll see you back here next Friday on the Sooner Sports Podcast. Until then, Boomer Sooner, everybody.
This has been the Sooner Sports Podcast. Make sure to get all the latest episodes online right now at Soonersports.tv/podcast. And make sure to follow us on Twitter at OU On The Air.